All right, welcome to another episode of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend, to another episode. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Daniel, and I am a creative entrepreneur. I got started in the music licensing industry, teaching what I know. From there, I developed a love and passion for online business and helping others do the same thing. Now, I got my mentors along the way. And in fact, today I was listening to a podcast episode from one of my mentors, Graham Cochran. And if you're from the music licensing camp, meaning if you're one of my clients in the music licensing niche, then you know who Graham is. If you don't, then I'm going to explain very quickly here. So Graham has been a teacher in the music industry, specifically in the recording side of it. And he transitioned into teaching about business a few years ago. And I was following Graham for a long time in the music, being a musician myself. So when he transitioned into the business, teaching about business, I was fascinated because I already had a YouTube channel and I was already sharing what I know. However, I didn't have a course yet. I didn't have an online business per se. I was just creating content. So when Graham created his brand around teaching others about business, I jumped in right away. And today I was listening to one of his episodes, and I want to share with you what that episode was all about and how I learned quite a lot from mentors, and Graham is just one of them. But I owe a lot to him, and I want to give credit where credit is due. And I want to inspire you to do something similar, meaning that how can you learn from somebody else? How can you put yourself out there? And how can you just do what others are doing, including your mentors? Okay, because this is what I'm doing here. Okay, so when I launched my first online course, I learned pretty much quite a big chunk of that from Graham, okay? And again, if you're not into the music and you don't know his background or anything like that, that's fine, but you can pretty much just go and find him. He has the Graham Cochran Show, I believe it's called, the podcast. So when I started, I wanted to learn from somebody that I trust and been following for some time. This is why I emphasize a lot on the power of content, and obviously Graham is a big promoter of this as well. You know, there's a lot of people that are out there saying that content marketing is the way to promote yourself and your brand, whatever that is, even if you're not sharing your knowledge about business, but about whatever it is, okay? Because that's what I did with my music licensing teachings, right? And again, if you're new to the podcast, I invite you to listen to previous episodes so you can hear a little bit more about my backstory and how I got started. But in a nutshell, was pretty much just doing what I was doing at the time, which is music licensing, meaning that I compose music for licensing. In fact, the music that you hear in this podcast is my music, and these music tracks are just composed by me using nothing more than a laptop and a software. And some guitars, right? I play the guitar. So I got started as someone who was looking for ways to earn money with music after relocating from the UK here to Greece, where I'm currently based. So I became a stay-at-home dad, and I was looking for ways to earn money with my music. That's how I got started. I started a YouTube channel at the time while I was doing this, and I was sharing my journey with others. And this is where this whole content creation thing started. So when I was doing the music licensing thing, I was sharing my journey on YouTube and I was following Graham. When he did that transition, I already had an audience on YouTube. I was already doing something with my YouTube channel. And I thought to myself, like, well, this is great because I'm already learning quite a lot from him. And I want to see what his angle is with the business. It's quite clear that what he's doing has been very successful, and I want to learn about it. I have a YouTube channel. I'm teaching about music licensing. He's teaching about music recording. So how can I learn from him? And when it comes down to an online course, he's talking about online courses. I don't know exactly what I'm doing because I'm new to this. I had no idea what an online course was in terms of creation, what it will go into an online course, and how difficult it will be to create one. But I learned quite a lot from him. And I launched my first online course, pretty much just following everything that he's teaching. And man, I gotta tell you, it was such a success. I mean, I contacted him via message, Messenger or Instagram, I don't remember, just sharing some of my numbers. You know, I mean, in the online course industry, there are some conversion rates that you need to hit based on the size of your email list and whatnot, in order to see if you're in the right ballpark or not. And, you know, I got so much encouragement from him. And, you know, later on, quite quickly, actually, a few months after that, after my first launch, I joined his private community, his six-figure private community. I was one of the first ones that joined that. I think it was the second launch that he did, because the doors are closed for his community. So I think the first time he launched it, I didn't join in. But I believe it was the second time around, right? It was quite affordable back then. I think it's a little bit pricier now. It has become quite big community. But I joined his six-figure online community, coaching community. And it was great, man, because I already had a course. I had a launch. I was with like-minded people. And I was, you know, I had access to him at a more professional level, I guess. You know, we did some live calls and whatnot. And it was a great experience for me to learn from somebody who has done it already, right? And I was just getting started. So fast forward to today, I have my successful online business teaching musicians and composers about music licensing. And I'm now teaching about business, so pretty much following the footsteps of Graham and others, okay? Because this is what a lot of people do in the online world. They teach about something, whether that's music or the fitness industry and whatnot, and then they transition into teaching about how to build a business around that. Okay, you could probably see this pattern online. Like if, you know, a fitness instructor, for example, they teach people how to get fit, and then they teach probably, you know, coaches in fitness how to build a business around that or whatever. Right, so I have followed that those steps, very very similar steps of Graham, because it has been like a natural evolution. I have to say, I mean, I don't need to do this, right? I could just stay in my lane and say, hey, I just want to teach about music, but because I develop a passion for content creation and I love to create content, I love to share, I love to teach, you know, I thought it was a natural evolution for me as well. And we need mentors. We need people that are doing stuff so we can learn from others. That's the main message of this podcast. And yeah, I'm here, right, you know, rubbing shoulders, if you will, with my mentors. Graham is just one of them. And I'm not saying that I'm competing with him at all, because I don't believe in competition. I believe in creation. Okay, but it's very important to see other people doing stuff that we want to do. So for me to just see Graham going into the business world and having a background as a musician, I felt inspired, right? And because I learned so much, I felt it was not a conscious decision. It wasn't like I want to do what Graham is doing, but it was like a natural evolution. I felt that, you know, I was getting questions at the time about how to set up online courses from musicians. And I can see the pattern repeating. Like musicians were asking me back in the day how to get into music licensing. And now they were asking me, those same musicians were asking me, how did I create my online courses? And they, obviously they can see the whole thing. They can see like, well, I see that you have a YouTube channel. I see that you have a call to action, right? Like to join my courses and everything. And obviously you have a business going on. And it was a natural evolution. So for me, sharing my knowledge first with musicians and then other people from different industries, from different backgrounds, was like a natural thing. And I said, like, you know what? I get a kick out of this. I see what Graham is doing and other coaches of mine who are in different industries. And I can see that they are actually not talking about fitness anymore. They're actually talking about the business side of it. Fitness is just a niche that they were part of, okay? So I fell in that category. I kind of like matured in that way. And, you know, this is the birth of this podcast, okay? The Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast and my YouTube channel that has my name. Because when I got started in stock music licensing as a brand and teaching about that, I was just sharing what I was doing, okay? And now that I have an online business teaching, and in fact, it's a very successful six-figure online business teaching about music licensing. Now I find myself like, well, I'm doing that. Might as well just share that and pass down the knowledge, right? Because I learned a lot from other people, and I invested in myself as well. Like I invested in private communities, and Graham's is just one of them. to learn from people that are doing it, then I feel this obligation, and this is not an obligation, but like it's my duty to pass down that knowledge. And how can someone else do something similar? Because I started without knowing anything about this. You know, at some point there was no business, and now here I am, try to pass down that knowledge to you and to others that want to do the same thing, right? And how I'm doing it my way now, because now it's my time to do it. Okay, and how now is your time to do it. Whatever stage you are, if you're in the beginning stages, it's your time to do it. And how do you get started? Okay, how do you get started? Well, by following the footsteps of others. This is what I've done. And at some point, you're going to have to become the master. At some point, you are going to have to become the expert. Okay, the best way that I can honor my mentors and how I learned from them is by mentioning them and by sharing what I learned and say like, hey, and I invested in this program that he launched back then, right? The blueprint is solve your own problems and sell the solution, okay? So if you're in the fitness industry and you got fit, then you package that up and you share that with the world. Well, first as a free content on YouTube or on a podcast, and then you have online programs and coaching programs. So for me, in the music, I was trying to find ways to earn money with my music and get into music licensing. So once I did that, I shared that with the world and say, hey, what's up? This is what I'm doing. And this is a story, by the way. I'm documenting this in real time. I'm a stay-at-home dad, right? I relocated from the UK here to Greece, and this is what I'm doing. I'm earning money with my music, doing music licensing. Check it out. You know, if you want to learn, there you go. I can help you with that. The same I'm doing here with the business. Like, hey, I built a successful six-figure online business teaching about music licensing. In fact, I'm doing that right now as we speak. So this is what I'm doing. This is how you can do the same thing. Create content. Share everything that you know for free first on YouTube. Create an opt-in page so you can start building your email list. Right? Create a podcast, because this podcast is... it's just a format that is undeniable that, you know, everybody has a podcast, okay? Everybody. I mean, this is my second podcast. And the fact that the reason why I started podcasting is because a lot of my clients with the first podcast about stock music licensing, they found me like that, not through YouTube, all right? So you don't know where your audience is going to come from, either podcasting or YouTube. And again, I do podcasts because I love podcasting. I mean, I just love the format. I just love to listen to it. I love to create it. And it's just such an amazing medium to just listen to somebody talk and then just go off. You know, you go for a walk. At least that's what I like to do. I like to go for walks in the mornings, and I listen to a podcast episode like I did this morning. And I was listening to Graham talk about this subject. And I said, like, that's a great fucking episode, man. You know, I definitely resonated a lot with his teaching. I learned so much. I said, like, I haven't heard Graham for a long time. That's a good last episode that, you know, he has done. I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to share the love and say, like, man, I learned so much from him, you know. In fact, I'm going to reach out to him and say, like, man, great episode. You know, I actually talked about it, and I'm not expecting anything in return, you know, nothing in return at all. Just sharing the love. Like, this is such an amazing thing, because I know what it feels like when people reach out. You know, when I get messages and say, like, hey, I learned so much from you, it just feels good, man. It feels so good, you know. So it's a never-ending cycle of giving and sharing, right? And I think that's the great philosophy to live life and to run your business, okay? Anyways, I hope this episode is helpful to you, my friend, if you find inspiration in this episode. And I guess the message of this episode is pretty much just to follow others. There's nothing wrong to be a follower, but most importantly, be a student, okay? You can follow others, but be a student and really take it to the next level and then become the master yourself, you know? Like you should have your own podcast right now. I mean, there's no questions about it. Whatever industry you're in, whatever your niche, your hobby is, you should have a podcast right now. You should just like stop listening to this and go and open a free podcast account, you know, with Spotify. It's free, man. You don't need to pay anything. Create a thumbnail, upload it, that's it. And start talking about what you're passionate about. I mean, I use podcasting not only to share my knowledge with you, but I use it as a way of accountability for myself. And it, to me, it's therapy, you know, and podcasters do podcasts because they love it. I mean, there's just no way around it. But you have to see if you like it. I mean, I had a client that I was coaching him before I let you go. And I said to him, you need to start a podcast. I mean, there's just no questions about it. Podcast is a thing. Everybody knows about podcasts nowadays. Not just like this weird thing like it was a few years ago. And he did a couple of episodes and he said, like, I can't do it, you know. But you have to try it out, you know. So you must be able to do it and say, like, am I going to be able to do a podcast episode every single week? You know, maybe not. You know, I fell in love with it the same way that I fell in love with many things, you know, when it came down to the online content creation process and building a business. Because, hey, content is part of the business. And in fact, content is the holy grail of your business. So I've had a client who said that, like, I can't do podcasts, you know, like, it's too much time consuming. I don't feel as, you know, right talking to a microphone. I mean, whatever the reason is, and to me, this is all just excuses. Really, but you need to have a podcast and you need to have a YouTube channel. I mean, there's so many things that you need, but if you don't start right now, you don't know if you're going to want to do that. And the best way to do this is by starting. And once you start, then you can say, like, hey, you know what? Actually, I can do this. I see what Daniel was saying about, you know, and actually I like it. There's no point in doing something if you're not going to like it, all right? So don't start an online business if you don't like to create content. That's number one. Don't start an online business if you don't like helping people. Don't start an online business if you don't like, you know, the ups and downs of running an online business, because it is tough, man. I mean, it might sound easy. Like, oh yeah, all you need to do is have an offer and get clients and build an audience, but it's not. You know, I'm here to tell you that it's not easy. Is it possible? Absolutely. It is possible for you to have an online business. And that's why you need to listen to other people. Apart from myself, you know, and you need to listen to stories. Stories is what's going to inspire you to get started, right? And really see that if other people are doing it, you can see this right now in real time by listening to this podcast and following me on YouTube and even on social media. And with others as well, they're doing the same thing. I mean, like I said to you, I learned so much from other mentors, and now I am a mentor myself. So you should be able to do the same thing. And that's what I want to say here, okay? That you need permission from yourself in order to get started. Not from me, not from others, from yourself. You just need to give yourself permission and say, if Daniel can do it over there and he learned from somebody else, that means that I can learn from somebody else as well. That's all you need, all right? So get started, my friend, right now. Start sharing your knowledge with others for free first. Get yourself, you know, your foot in the door by creating a podcast. Once you have a podcast, you can call yourself a podcaster and say, I have content, man. Go and follow me on the podcast. Create a YouTube channel. Start sharing your knowledge about whatever it is, about music, about photography, about business, about fitness, whatever it is, man. Whatever you're passionate about, you know, and start doing it right now, man. The world is waiting for you. Okay, there's people that want to learn from you, but they don't even know that you exist. They don't know that you know what you know. And they will probably want to pay you, but they just don't know. And most importantly, you don't even have a product yet, right? So you don't know. Okay, the same way that I didn't know in the beginning. I didn't know. But then I learned. And then when I learned, I followed the footsteps of others. And that's it. It's as simple as that. It doesn't get any more easy than that. They're just following somebody else. But most importantly, become a student, right? Always be a student. I hope this episode finds you well, my friend. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Thank you for following me here on the podcast and your messages. It means the world to me. I'll see you in another episode. As always, here's to your success.